The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Cinema by the Campfire, where I reminisce and analyze the films I believe have really influenced the world of cinema. I'm your host, Odyssey, and it's my job to take you on that journey. Hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to another episode of Cinema by the Campfire. I'm your host once again, Odyssey, and if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you should know that I like having piano as my background music. One major influence on my decision to do so was because of the movie La La Land. It's a movie I loved when it came out and continue to believe is close to perfection. Spoiler warning if you haven't watched it already, which I highly recommend. It's a musical made by Damien Chazelle in 2016, starring Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, where their characters are both extremely passionate in achieving their dreams. Emma Stone's character, Mia, aspires to become an actress, and Ryan Gosling plays Sebastian, a jazz pianist. They fall in love after realizing their similarities, but come to the realization that their love is hindering them from their future success. It's much more than that short synopsis I just gave, but let me go more in depth as to why the movie La La Land deserves all the credit given to them. The score in this film is amazing. Not just because it's a well-composed soundtrack, but it's also because how the music is used in the film. The music exists in universe, or others would call it diegetic music. That's music that not only we are listening to, but our characters on screen we see are listening to it as well. Which creates an even more immersive experience because we have the same feelings the characters do in that moment. The way how normal songs are used to tell a story, but show the themes of hopes and dreams. They show the reality of life isn't what we always believed it to be, or rather want it to be. This is communicated not just from the various film techniques, but rather from the music. But the music in this film isn't just interesting and fun. Mia and Sebastian's theme in this film, in a nutshell, summarizes both Mia's desire to be a Hollywood actress and Sebastian's love for jazz in just 7 notes. The song, though simple, packs so much emotion and story into it, bringing us the epilogue between Mia and Sebastian. The epilogue to both the relationship and the music that plays throughout the scene, summarizing every event. Putting elements of each previous song to build up to this final moment. A moment that just doesn't sum up the message of this movie, but the movie as a whole. I appreciate what this music does in this film, and that's to tell a story. A story that may seem simple on the outside, but all the more complex on the inside. That is why the music in La La Land is my favorite. Probably the single most beautiful film I've seen. Each frame is just filled with so much color. It isn't just to make every shot look appealing to the eye, but to tell a story. Every bit of the word visual is used for the story, whether that be through the cinematography or direction. Let's start with the cinematography, because oh my gosh. Every shot in this film is something beautiful to look at. Every shot has a purpose. For example, in one scene, the camera is using swift, slow motions to communicate what Mia is feeling. The opening scene showcases excitement through the music and cinematography. It gives a feeling of wonder as one would imagine and dream about in Hollywood. Then it goes to Sebastian's perspective of him rewinding the tape over and over to give that sense that Hollywood just isn't perfect like the musical number just told us seconds ago. And then to Mia's perspective, showing us the same instance as Sebastian, therefore tying their stories together early into the film. And this is all due to the visuals with the cinematography. The scene right after has Mia behind the counter taking orders, and by the end of the film is in front giving the order. The same shot, but the placement of the actors is different, showing the progression of the character throughout the movie. In fact, it actually does this many times throughout the film, even in some cases recreating a frame shot for shot. A scene where this technique is used is when Mia is driving her car. All three of these scenes have the same shot, but have three different meanings. The first one is to show the anticipation of going to the theater with Sebastian. Next is the same exact shot with one thing changed. The sign on the board indicating that that part of their relationship has passed and they're going on a whole new one. Finally, the third shot is the same, but the background and direction has changed. The first two scenes flow together because Mia's feeling the same way about her dreams and aspirations. But when no one shows up to her play, she stops chasing her dreams and starts going to the opposite direction she was initially going. This is what I want more of a film. A film that tells a complete story with just the placement of the camera. I just gave some examples of what I love, but literally every frame of this film is beautiful. The ballroom dance scene uses silhouette lighting to make our protagonists have a sense of connection. The way it uses long take shots to draw our attention to what's happening with the actors. The way a handheld camera movements are used when necessary. The way when the camera whips back and forth. This movie is a great example of beautiful cinematography. This movie cannot be talked about without its director, Damien Chazelle, who directed another movie I enjoy, Whiplash, in 2014. This was the movie that introduced me to the wonders of cinematography. His editing and symbolism showed me that movies can be much deeper than just for entertainment purposes. He made me really enjoy movies. So when he released La La Land, I wasn't surprised that Chazelle had done it again. He brings every scene from his script to life. He shows how the word musical doesn't have to be limited to that word, and can be so much more. He takes ideas out of classic directors' playbooks and makes it his own. The term photograph the photograph is an idea constructed by Stanley Kubrick and is used with mirrors. This way it shows characters reflecting on who they are. He also changes characters' perspective through camera motions. They're in a place no different to how it did before, but it feels different. When Sebastian is playing the piano in the restaurant, one second he's playing commercial music, then the camera shifts to his left side and he starts playing with purpose and passion. Not just playing whatever he's told, but what he truly wants to. This is why I love this movie. Damien collects so many different ideas into a 2-hour and 8-minute masterpiece. But one important aspect of visuals in this film couldn't be perfect without another thing, color. Something that I never really noticed until La La Land, many films go with whatever looks nice, but the reason why this film goes above and beyond is it tells us a story. The colors in this film shows the state of characters. Mia and Sebastian are shown in multiple states of their relationship just through the usage of color. The pool party scene shows us how both characters are just not on the same page because their colors are completely different. And this is not just due to how they look, but what they represent. Mia is wearing yellow, which represents happiness, positivity, optimism, while Sebastian wears red, representing strength, power, and determination. Which explains not just where their relationship is, but where they are as an individual. cut to after the party, and we start to see some more similarities between them. Until this point, all of their interactions have been different colors. Where we really start to see another change of direction is where Sebastian starts working with his band, who's now surrounded by colors, similar to how Mia was in the beginning, as their roles have switched. This is all in service of the story. So, finally, when we fast forward 24 minutes later, the movie has this incredible montage where both get their dance once again. But one thing that is missing in the scene is the color. Their first dance is filled with bright and vibrant sky, showing their connection to one another. But their last dance, while beautiful, has no color, because neither chose to chase their dream. And even though they're connected through what they are wearing, it's nothing without love, without passion. All of this culminates together in the last scene, with both being blue, being the constant color for the relationship. Blue meaning trust, loyalty, confidence, wisdom, symbolizing the relationship as a whole, showing us that yes, they aren't together, but it's okay because they still love each other for as long as they live, because they are connected through the visuals. And that is why the visuals in La La Land are my favorite. But you know what else is interesting and fun? The editing. The way how this film comes together, it's so precisely edited. Edited with such care and thought. You know why Whiplash feels so tense? It's because the editing. It gives us that brisk, fast pace to it all. This film is edited, however, to share screen time with both our protagonists, and is absolute perfection how, in the long takes, they make cuts so smooth that you probably didn't even notice the first time around. I definitely didn't notice them. The editing is an often overlooked variable in films. Take the scene where Sebastian is getting photographed by the band. Things seems to be alright until the music cuts off. And it's almost treated as disturbing that he's missing Mia's play. How, when he starts to play his and Mia's theme, it almost feels like a breath of fresh air from the silence. Every cut has a purpose with the story it's trying to tell. The shot lingers on a person, showing their emotions and how they feel. The things that no one pays attention to these days, the amount of care and thought in this film shows how stories can be so much more than just a simple story. It can challenge your expectation. It can take you for a ride with everything that is on screen, not just to be fun, but have a purpose. That is why Damien Chazelle's direction is my favorite. Yeah, so I get it. This film on the surface can be a little simplistic. I have a hard time saying this is a simple film because in my eyes, there's just so much more to this movie. This movie doesn't just feature one protagonist, but two. It's the complete driving force for everything that happens in the movie. And I've already talked about color and cinematography with how they relate to deepening the relationship between them. But what is actually going on story-wise? How does this film communicate its narrative as an actual film with dialogue and story structure? This film shows us from the first 10 seconds of seeing each protagonist what their goals are and what the arc is going to be centering around in the film. Mia aspires to be an actress and Sebastian wants to revive jazz. Both, you could say, have similar dreams. Mia being rejected for another audition yet again at the beginning of the story, and Sebastian getting fired from his job because he's not able to play passionately. All the while, both having close friends telling them that having someone to lean on is better than their dreams, but both ignore it. So how does the relationship come into play? It's how they are in the same places in their lives that bring them together. Because they understand one another's goals and struggles to complete their set goal, This furthers Mia away from her Hollywood life and Sebastian into his, swapping their journeys, creating conflict between them because they've already experienced what the other person is. A passion about each other's dream, but what they don't realize is what the cost of that sacrifice of what one another truly wants in their life. For the beginning, the story was not about the romantic journey. It was about their love for one another. Love that means giving up being together so they can accomplish their dreams. And it's all shown in two shots. The disappointment that they aren't together is still there. Understand the cost and remember the journey that they had. Both cared about what the other person did more than themselves, having both of the colors of the clothing being black, signifying that they have accomplished their dreams. Lit in blue, showing the love they still have for one another. Playing the song that reminds them both of their journeys, showing a smile that means they'll always still love each other and are truly happy with who they are and who they are with. A moment that means so much with no words spoken, and that is why the story of La La Land is great. La La Land may not be my favorite movie of all time, but it changed what a favorite movie is. It means so much more than it used to. Once it was a movie that I just really enjoyed and I thought was almost perfect, but La La Land has shown me that a favorite film can be so much more than that. It can be something that you connect with personally. It can be something you aspire to be. It can reflect on your current life. It can mean something to you. I never realized that a film can mean something that words can't describe. It meant something you couldn't explain to people. How do you explain something that means something different to yourself than it does to anyone else? The truth is, you can't. You can tell them what you like about it, sure, but only you can understand what it means. So let me ask you this. What does your favorite movie mean to you?